910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. All hands on deck at the TSA today.
AAA tells us more travelers than ever are flying since the pandemic hit because these people are now more comfortable. TSA screening more than 2.76 million passengers on Friday, with those numbers expected to jump as we get closer to Christmas.
ABC's Jacqueline Lee at LAX. Officials say this is expected to be the busiest travel season ever for airport travel. In a one-sentence order, the U.S. Supreme Court says it will stay out of the federal election interference case against former President Trump until a lower court decides whether he's immune from prosecution for crimes he allegedly committed while he was in office. An Iranian Revolutionary Guard commander says that the Mediterranean Sea could be closed if the United States and its allies continue to commit, quote, crimes in Gaza, without explaining how that would happen. Experts saying this could be the best year for Napa Valley grapes, grape growers and wine experts crediting lots of rain. This is ABC News. Spirit Airlines sending an unaccompanied child traveling to meet his grandmother to Orlando instead of Fort Myers Thursday. Six-year-old Casper was traveling from Philadelphia on his first time on a plane. The grandmother driving 4 hours to Orlando to pick him up. Spirit says it will reimburse her for the drive. The Grinch apparently lives in North Carolina. A nonprofit in Charlotte is missing nearly 100 toys after boxes were stolen just days ahead of Christmas. Deborah Phillips, executive director of Block Love Charlotte, says her group partnered with local businesses to help with their annual toy drive. She says she found no toys at two locations when she went for pickups on Thursday, saying nearly 100 toys were stolen.
One box was actually taken out the door. Another box, someone actually posed as someone from Block Love Charlotte and said they were there to collect the toys.
But they were all gone. Block Love Charlotte has now asked the public for their help to replace those toys ahead of Christmas. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Did you know there's an actual candy cane lane in Wisconsin? It's only real during the holidays, but one Milwaukee area neighborhood has been sharing its holiday cheer for close to 40 years. 300 residents along West Oklahoma Avenue in West Dallas decorated to be part of Candy Cane Lane this year, free to drive through and enjoy. But since 1984, $3 million in donations have been raised and given to the MAC Fund to fight cancer. I'm Terry Barr. From all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network, happy holidays.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor, but I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Wisconsin ranks 22nd among the 50 states when it comes to health care. That's according to the United Health Foundation. Mike Mohn spoke with local public health officials about what's working in Wisconsin and what's not.
Some of the state's strengths include a low prevalence of non-medical drug use and encouraging results for physical activity. But it's 49th in the nation for public health funding. Dave Reinders leads Health and Human Services for Buffalo County. He notes that most of his budget is tied to local property taxes. He suggests more outside resources could help expand efforts in areas such as tobacco use prevention.
We're dealing with vaping. We're dealing with other ways of consuming nicotine that are being made available and marketed to children. But what we don't have is really a strong enough voice and presence to really work with the community intensively.
Watchdogs note that Wisconsin's near bottom ranking for public health spending is partially influenced by what it receives from the CDC. On a national scale, UnitedHealthcare's Rhonda Randall says they're seeing concerning trends for chronic health conditions such as diabetes and heart disease.
This is something that we have been concerned about for quite some time. And when we looked at the data at this year's report, it's really unfortunate to see that the number of adults living with chronic conditions in the United States is the highest we've seen it.
Wisconsin ranks 28th in the nation for the percentage of adults with multiple chronic conditions. Randall notes this trend comes amid a decline in licensed primary caregivers around the country. She says this prompts a call to action for individuals to analyze the choices they make that affect their health, and for communities to pull as many supportive resources together as possible. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is your hometown radio, Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It is going to be cloudy with fog and drizzle today. We'll get to around 44 this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy showers late tonight, our low 39. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain, a high of 50. More rain, maybe mixing with a little snow tomorrow night into Christmas Day. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
Sawyer County's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is hey, a big party, man.
Yeah, brother, like it. Stop it.
Brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning, G. Calvin.
Good morning, Earl. How are you?
Hey, you just heard Bobby Portis. I didn't put a Christmas tree up. You know, I guess I'll have to open my presents. What presents and gifts can you give a man, you know, that you can put under a tree who's got everything?
Yeah, I can't think that NBA players are wanting for much. But.
Hey, man, especially material things, right?
Yeah.
You know, maybe a visit from his family, you know. But I just was thinking, man, before we go to our guests, when I die, man, not if I die, when I die, I want to make sure that Marvin Gaye's What's Going On is played at my funeral. Don't play anything else. Play Marvin Gaye's What's Going On repeatedly. I got to make sure I let my wife know that, you know, and probably put that in writing. man, I've been listening to that song since 1968. And if you haven't listened to the lyrics of What's Going On, you know, by Marvin Gaye, it's as relevant today as it was in 1968. Speaking of relevant people, my guest, Robert Miranda, who is engaged. What is your title with Flack, man? Fresh Water for Life? Or you don't have a title?
Hi, good morning, Howard. I'm a spokesperson for the coalition and the coalition consists of a number of different activists and community leaders, as well as the coalition FLAC is part of the steering committee of the more broader group, Get the Lead Out Coalition.
So, the President of the United States was here yesterday, and you have been at the forefront of a battle. And again, not alone, many others, but certainly in the city of Milwaukee, you have been in the forefront of battling our city to do away with lead pipes in poor communities where we already knew what the damage of lead could do to children. And yet in our city, like cities across the nation and even in rural areas, leaded pipes in this nation have been poisoning children for far too long. And not only the fact, if they poison children, Robert, then especially in their development from birth, it impacts, it's known that it impacts their ability to learn. It impacts their behavior. All those things at the early ages of development in a child, our government knew it and didn't do anything about it until now. Let's talk a little bit about let's talk a little bit about that, man.
Yeah, it's been scientifically proven for decades that and even during the Roman times they even knew the dangers that lead possessed and that it would damage the body, the minds of their population. But you know, we still used it because, you know, people with influence who had money and owned lead mines were able to get governments to look away from the science of all this and still put it in the market and use it as if it was nothing to worry about. And you know, over the years, we've been seeing gradual new science showing the dangers that this presented in the water supply, because back in the late 1800s, a lot of homes all across the country, not only in Milwaukee, were using lead service lines to link to the water mains and then connect into the houses, because lead basically is much more malleable and much able and much easier to use and last longer. And so the selling point for those politicians back then was to go ahead and use it, despite the science showing how dangerous and toxic this could be to the water supply. Fast forward to the present that we are today, you know, our coalition started in 2015. And I do have to say, Earl, I want to give you and radio station and the owners of your radio station much praise and much kudos for allowing us to continue to report to the community about what has been going on here and giving the information to the community where the mainstream media would basically ignore a lot of that information that we were putting out. Your radio show, your radio station played a very instrumental role in helping us push this effort that we started back in 2015.
You were there from the very beginning.
You saw how we laid the foundations of where we are today in the early years in 2015. You saw the attacks we were receiving. You saw the lies. You saw the counter campaigns that we had to experience for the first 2 years. But and you saw that we presented at the Milwaukee Common Council hearing. We presented maps. We presented studies. We argued. We argued successfully with research and facts showing that specifically the city of Milwaukee mandated the placement of lead laterals connecting from water mains to the inside of the houses. And we released that report. It's a 28-page report. We released that report to the media, and the media here, specifically the Milwaukee Journal, said no, ignored that. But you didn't. You showed the public, you told the public, you know, the research that we did was instrumental. And we are here today because of the foundations that we laid almost 8 years ago and your help. So I want to thank you, and I want to thank your radio station.
Robert, I recall walking into then Mayor Tom Barrett's office with all the television cameras there, and you guys knocking on the office demanding that the mayor of the city of Milwaukee come out and respond to the facts that you guys had had brought together about the damage that was being done to children in our community, in our city. You took the slings and the arrows. You and others faced the slings and the arrows and the lies where our city basically said, well, it's not our fault, you know, and we can't afford to do anything about it with just masses of children being poisoned. I couldn't understand, Robert, how people in powerful positions in our city and across this nation have allowed this continuing war on innocent children in the in the state of Wisconsin, across the entire nation, because we don't want people to misunderstand this. This is not solely a Milwaukee issue. This is an issue across the entire nation.
Right. And it's a very important issue because lead does affect the children much more and damages the mind of children, lowers the IQ levels, causes behavioral issues. And it also has effects on adults. You know, there are studies out today now that show that lead, if you have been ingesting lead over the years, it causes heart disease, causes all kinds of other issues that people may associate with just the fact that they're getting older, but in fact may have been affected by their continuous drinking of water that was tainted with lead. And, you know, it goes to the heart of what you were saying in regards to how could the government let this continue to happen. And the bottom line is, the bottom line on that question, Errol, was the government allowed this to happen because it could not afford to have the public lose trust in the safety of its municipal water. That's the bottom line. They were more concerned about the image of the water supply and the losing of revenue and the losing of confidence in the water supply than they were for our children. And we argued that point against them and told them that is being wicked, that is being indifferent, that is destroying the community, and you guys need to change this. Now, you're absolutely right. This is not just a solely Milwaukee issue. Our organization has been working alongside national organizations as well. And we are instrumental right now in the heart of pushing the lead copper rule that regulates all this stuff with lead pipes and lead in water. And we forced not only this administration, but the Trump administration in the past to make changes. Now, the Trump administration did not make the kind of changes we wanted. The Biden administration came in. Now they're doing changes even more. And we're in the middle of making the final changes to the lead copper rule, where we will hopefully see a more stronger, more aggressive lead copper rule. And hopefully we will eventually see within 10 years or less, the total dismantling of lead service lines.
So Robert, but, we've got to go to a break. So when we come back, man, I just want people to understand the depth of what has taken place here. And the turnaround that has transpired in such a short period of time with Joe Biden in office. 844-967-2789. My guest is Robert Miranda of FLAC.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Latrell spent more than 8 years in foster care. His world changed when he was adopted at 15 with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I think about how much we love him, and I wish we could have had him for his entire childhood.
The foundation is changing the lives of thousands of teens waiting in foster care. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability.
I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us that same number. My guest is my good friend, Robert Miranda of Freshwater for Life. You know, Robert, the city of Milwaukee was forced by you and Flack. I mean, I've witnessed it to first admit hesitantly that they had some responsibility for the poisoning of children through these leaded pipes. You guys proved that. And when they finally, you know, acquiesced and said, uncle, they said, okay, well, we'll come up with some money and we can take care of this problem in 60 years. Did I say something right. Incorrect, Robert?
No, that's the joke that they came out with. Yeah.
they didn't consider it a joke. Robert, they didn't consider it to be a joke.
Yeah, that was a big joke right there. You know, like all of a sudden we were gonna say, oh, okay, let's think kumbaya and go away. Yeah, okay.
60 years it was going to take.
No, we weren't going to have that. And when we pushed back, we pushed back even harder. And we actually pushed back so hard that it got to the point where they started labeling us as being agents and advocates for lead paint.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yes.
Yeah. You know, the chief of staff of
then Mayor Tom Barrett.
And Barrett went ahead and had a press conference and had the lawyers there for the city who fought on the lead paint industry. And they were like, oh, these guys are just agents for the lead paint industry trying to put shade on our water. And I'm like, wow, these guys are really working overtime to try to protect their interests and totally did not care about the health of the community. But the community stayed strong. And I got to compliment our community. Our community stayed behind us. Our community continued to support us. Our community asked questions. Our community demanded answers from us. We provided the science. We provided the facts. We provided the maps. We provided the reports. And when various different organizations saw the truth, saw what we were producing was without question factual and on target, well, then you saw other groups spawn off.
Right.
You know, the lot there, after about 2019, during the first 3 years when we laid the foundation of the fight, then you started seeing other groups spawning off from what we have put out there. And that's good that they were out there. We appreciate their efforts as well. But the problem here is that now we're at a point where we've gotten the city now to say, we're going to move these, we're going to push these, we're going to, you know, we still got to get the mayor to go from this 20-year plan to 10-year plan. But once again, the community faces a mainstream media that hesitates to give credit where credit is due, and that is community advocacy that forced the government to do what needed to be done to protect our community.
Hey, Robert, hang on. Hang on 1 second, Robert. Let's go to CJ. Good morning to you, CJ. You say what?
Good morning, Earl, and thank you for your guest being there, because I do have a couple of questions. So, sir, you replaced the water supply line from the street to the house. Is that correct?
Robert?
Yes, that is correct. That's the line that connects from the water main to the house.
Okay, yes. CJ, go ahead.
Okay, who replaces the lines inside the house? Is that the homeowner's responsibility, and how much does that cost?
So we lost him while he calls back, CJ. I can answer that. That initially, the homeowner was responsible for that. And the homeowner was allowed to put that on his taxes in a 10-year payoff option. But the fight kept going. And now the owners no longer have to pay that freight. The government is going to take care of all of that. That's come under Joe Biden in his Build Back Better plan.
Oh, yeah. Well, let me tell you, I had it done in my small town in my parents' house. It's a joke, Earl. It's a fraud.
So
it cost $6,500, and they were there for 3 hours. So it's a scam.
So you know, ignorance is bliss. Robert, are you back? Robert, did you hear that?
No, I'm sorry.
So the guy said it's a scam. He had it done in his mother's house. All of $6,500. This is all a scam. Your thoughts?
Well, you know, MAGA people are going to say that kind of stuff. So, you know, I'm tired.
Hey, Robert, hang on, man. I want you to give you a chance on the other side. You know, like I said, man, ignorance is bliss. You guys showed all of the scientific, all of it. You forced the government to acquiesce. And yet here's a guy who, you know, Johnny come lately, who somehow knows nothing about the scientific information and the depth of what you guys were able to prove to the government. And yet he can make a statement unfounded in science. 844-967-2789. Robert Miranda, my good friend and just a guy who was willing to keep the battle and the fight alive. And now, you know, these changes are going to take place that are going to really transform young people's lives and change their trajectory of what they can do as adults. 844-967-2789. Robert Miranda is on the line. Don't touch that dial.
We'll coach by as we're set by the fire. Face and afraid all the plans that we make. And I'm ready.
From Birchwood to Poplar, this is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, your home for news, talk, and sports.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. All hands on deck at the TSA today.
AAA tells us more travelers than ever are flying since the pandemic hit because these people are now more comfortable. TSA screening more than 2.76 million passengers on Friday, with those numbers expected to jump as we get closer to Christmas.
ABC's Jacqueline Lee at LAX. Officials say this is expected to be the busiest travel season ever for airport travel. In a one-sentence order, the U.S. Supreme Court says it will stay out of the federal election interference case against former President Trump until a lower court decides whether he's immune from prosecution for crimes he allegedly committed while he was in office. An Iranian Revolutionary Guard commander says that the Mediterranean Sea could be closed if the United States and its allies continue to commit, quote, crimes in Gaza, without explaining how that would happen. Experts saying this could be the best year for Napa Valley grapes, grape growers and wine experts crediting lots of rain. This is ABC News.
Packer makes a comeback. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Packers and Carolina Panthers Sunday at noon. Rookie tight end Luke Musgrave spoke to reporters for the first time in 5 weeks after suffering a severely lacerated kidney against the Chargers. How did he know it was serious?
Just blood in the urine.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the big issue.
Do you still feel it?
Yeah. Yeah, you still feel it just because there's so much bleeding, but yeah, feeling better.
When you were in the hospital, what were you thinking about?
Just hoping that I didn't have to have an emergency kidney surgery.
College basketball, number 6 ranked Marquette beat Georgetown 81-51, and the 24th ranked Wisconsin Badgers 80-53 victory over Chicago State. Up next, the Badgers start playing conference opponents, guard Max Klesmet.
Everybody's got the same mindset going into the conference, you know, season here. Trying to take it one game at a time, keeping the main thing, and focusing on the goals that we got set out for it.
That's Badgers guard Max Klesmet with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be cloudy with fog and drizzle today. We'll get to around 44 this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy showers late tonight, our low 39. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain, a high of 50. More rain, maybe mixing with a little snow tomorrow night into Christmas Day. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Timeout.
Oh, right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
When President Joe Biden visited the Wisconsin Black Chamber of Commerce in Milwaukee, your local Civic Media radio stations had it covered live. News director Terry Bell.
Heard a lot about Bidenomics and his plan to grow the economy by growing the middle class out as opposed to the upper class down.
And Earl Ingram.
Credit the Biden administration. He's already made things happen.
Your place for special live coverage. It's your local Civic Media radio station and the Civic Media app.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
I don't want to be alone for Christmas. Far from ones I love.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. My guest is Robert Miranda of Freshwater for Life Flax. So, Robert, you wanted to respond to the caller who claimed this is all a sham.
Yeah, you know, these kind of folks have been basically locked themselves up in the basement and look at the computer and search all the web things and then come out with all these conspiracies. You know, the bottom line is he probably wouldn't understand what microgram per deciliter blood levels are or parts per billion blood, lead and water issues are or lead copper rule and safety and safe water act and all that other stuff. I mean, it just, anybody can go ahead and look at the computer and punch up Mickey Mouse and Mickey Mouse might say something and then they'll run with it. So the bottom line is the work was done by community minded individuals who see the humanity being affected by the indifference and the lack of action by our government to move on an issue that was destroying the community's children and harming generations. We are now at a point where there is a victory. We're gonna move forward with lead laterals removed, and then we have a meeting with the president of the Common Council and other officials of city Milwaukee government. And we're going to sit down now and discuss how we're going to remove lead pipes inside the house, the regular plumbing, the premises plumbing of the house, because there are houses that have lead pipes as well. So the government part, which is the lateral connecting from the main to the water meter inside the house, which was, again, mind you, mandated by the city of Milwaukee in the late 1800s, early 1900s. We got that victory. That is a victory to get that cost away from the homeowners, because we advocated that homeowners should not be paying for that. However, we will be advocating now for the government to move on a phase two, because it doesn't make sense to remove these lead lines connecting from the main to the house and then still have lead levels in the water because nothing was done to remove the premises plumbing that is lead in the house. So we're going to be sitting down looking at phase two, how we can mobilize, how we can public education, how we can do what we got to do. Get homeowners to invest on removing those pipes
So, Robert, so these houses that have the lead pipes in them go all the way up to what year? I mean, when did they stop putting those into homes?
A lot of the lead pipes stopped being put into homes actually around the 1960s, early 1960s. The total use of lead pipes was banned by the United States government back in 1986. But most of the houses that do have lead pipes in the homes would be housing stocks that would go from the early 1900s to, I would say, about 1950, 55, early 1960s.
So the White House own numbers, up to 10 million households, schools, and care facilities get their drinking water through lead pipes, and each pipe can cost thousands of dollars to replace. So we're not talking about a handful of places. We're talking about, you know, again, schools and other places where, you know, thousands and thousands of children are there, and daycares and other places. We're not just talking about individual homes.
Exactly. We're addressing those too. The city has been effective in addressing
the daycares.
With the school.
Right.
Right. At daycares. But we need to address the issue with the schools more aggressively. And right now, as it stands, most of, if not all, of the Milwaukee public schools do not have lead lateral issues. They do not have lead lateral issues. That's, again, the pipe connecting from the water main to inside the building.
So Robert, go ahead.
The issue schools are facing is lead infrastructure plumbing, the lead plumbing in the building. That's the issue that the schools are needing to address, and we need to find out how many of these schools have that kind of issue in the school.
So, Robert, in rural areas, this issue is an issue as well, right?
Of course, yes. There are communities in the rural areas. There are smaller townships. They're all over the place. It's a matter of local governments collecting the data that they need to collect to find out where they are and begin the process of removing them. This is a matter of public health that needs to be dealt with seriously. And, you know, we have children who drink these waters from the time they are born, because some people mix this water with the formula and feed it to the babies. And if they're not careful, the highest level of lead content in the water can kill a baby. But if we don't deal with it, we're going to continue to see the lowering of IQ levels of children all over the state. And we're going to continue to see the harming of adults all over the state. And people are going to be paying astronomical health bills later for the poisoning that they have received and ingested from drinking this this tainted water from the lead.
You know, Robert, it is. So Joe Biden, not just in the city of Milwaukee, but going back to 2021. He created, you know, a task force to address this. He did it, you know, right away. Excuse me. Hold on. Let's go to John. Let's go to John. Good morning to you, John. You say what, sir?
Good morning, gentlemen. Great topic. I think now that we're going to be in the 21st century, we're going to need fresh water.
Yes.
Now, I would say to your guest, I would say to him, when I was a kid, I can remember chewing on the window sill of the house, and I'm sure it had lead paint in it.
Yes.
So what happened to me was I had got put in a special learning disability class to help me how to read and write. That's a fact. What I'm saying to you gentlemen is, please, why don't we think more towards just bottled water for people?
Well, so hang on, because I let Robert respond, but the government knows the impact of lead in children because, what was it, Robert? 50 years ago, they addressed this through lead paint, and the government it created a campaign to get people to tell their children about eating these lead paint chips.
Right, exactly. They actually banned lead paint back in 1978, the government. So long before they banned the lead pipes in 1986. And so there was a major public education campaign on the issue of lead paint.
Right.
And to a large extent, it worked. I mean, it was a very effective education campaign. Homeowners were put on notice. A lot of effort was done to try to mitigate and abate a lot of the issues with lead paint. But during that whole time, nobody really paid attention to what was going on with the water. There was murmurs and mumbling. But there was no real effort to address and pinpoint water. Now, over decades, as we were working on lead paint, we were still seeing high levels of lead poisoning in communities. And people are like, boy, what happened to this education campaign and what's happening? Well, what's happening is we forgot the other important aspect of lead poisoning in our community, and that is the water. And that water was tainted with lead coming from lead pipes. Now, back then, the government would say, well, you know, as long as we reduce the exposure efforts, and it's only going to be, you know, an action concern if it goes to 15 parts per billion. But mind you, what the government was working on when it talked about 15 parts per billion was not a scientifically health-based number. That number is not health-based at all. That's just a number that some government bureaucrat pulled out of his ass and put it into the book and said, this is what we're going to take action on is 15 parts per billion. But the science has shown that no level of lead should be in the water. Zero. And that's the area we should be at. And so even one of the world's most prolific scientists on this issue of lead in health, Dr. Bruce Lamphere out of Simon Fraser University, says that even 3.5 parts per billion in lead in water is too much for children.
You know, and Robert. Go ahead.
And so we have to really continue to do the work that we need to do to try to get to the level of zero lead content in the water, because water is life. And it is the most vital part of our lives, and is used for our cooking and our drinking, and we have to do everything we can to protect it.
And you know, Robert, what used to always frustrate me about this was our government would be all over the world talking about making sure that the rest of the world and other areas had fresh water, right? We would spend exactly. billions of dollars creating right. all kinds of fresh water opportunities for people in third world nations. The United States was out front with that. But then to turn yep. around inside of his own nation and know that this was going on was the thing that was outrageous to me, Robert, and why you know, I was glad that you guys let me hang around. Because I just couldn't understand. And then the other part of this is it took so long. Well, it's really not that long based on when the realization of it started and then where we are today. And the fact that President Biden has been able to make a commitment that no other president before him, not Barack Obama, you know, not Bill Clinton, not George Bush, not Donald Trump. Joe Biden has done this, right? In the face of all this opposition. And why should there have been any opposition to trying to get fresh water for American children? Explain, riddle me that, Batman.
Well, like I said earlier, the opposition was basically to protect the image of the water supply in the city. It was no other reason. There was no other reason other than that. You got to continue to maintain confidence in the water supply of the city, or else if people stop using that water supply and start going into bottled water or start doing other things, the revenues that the city municipalities and the city water utilities were making would go down, and the city budgets would start being impacted by the lack of use of water, which is also a major contributor.
Hey, Robert, is the simplest term for that politics? 844-967-2789. Guys, hang on. We'll come to you on the other side.
Christmas, I don't want to always roam. So I think I'll pack and hurry to the track and catch.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZ.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Mike and Pat, the hosts of the Crash Dummies podcast.
I was born in Nigeria, actually.
Yeah.
So yeah, I was in Nigerian boarding school for like 3 years. It's like a prison sentence. We were trying to prison break our way out of there because they took our passports. So I was trying to have people send me money so I can find a new passport.
Wait. You were in Nigeria trying to have people send you money?
Yeah, trying to escape.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
If I could be you.
And you could be me. For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZ.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media
at foxviewlanes.com.
Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us that same number. My guest is still Robert Miranda, Executive Director. Oh, I'm sorry. Robert Miranda of Freshwater for Life. Let's go to the phone lines and my good friend Sharky from Racine. Good morning to you, Sharky. How you doing, man?
Good morning. And first off, you did a great job. You made me look tired with your moving around and all the interviews and with your new do. I said, man, I'm really proud of Earl.
Oh, man. No, listen, man, it's the radio station. I'm just a hanger on. Well, thank you.
Well, I got to tell you this. This goes back to when Voss and our buddy Wongard, Senator Wongard, was pushing their budget here in May. They had a situation at the Mount Pleasant Village Hall to talk about the budget. It then got to a point where a very responsible citizen from this area asked about the lead pipes here in Racine County. And really, Mr. Voss and Mr. Wongard did not really want to address the lead pipe issue, but they were more worried about addressing the issue with Mrs. Wolf and the election commission and getting rid of her.
Right.
That was very sad. And just recently, former Racine mayor in the last 3 days was talking about the water. And he said, well, if you want good water, just come to Racine. I'm thinking, I believe Racine is on the shores of Lake Michigan, which is number one most polluted body of water in Wisconsin. So these things got to be cleared up. But Racine is in a tough shape as well. On top of it, to Mr. Wongard, his agenda was talking about Title IIIs and his automatic weapons that he owns. And I thought, this is disgusting. I walked out.
Hey, Sharky, man, thank you very much for the call, as always. And Merry Christmas to you if I don't see or hear from you before then. Let's go to Bill from O'Connell. Good morning to you, Bill. Your thoughts?
Yeah, what your topic, Earl, is so spot on. I don't see anybody drilling holes in what you're talking about. It's like bulletproof. You've got, I like the plan. I mean, it's something long and coming, and we got to support it. And your last caller alluded to the fact of how the people on the far right, how they deal with it. I'm going to make a quick right turn here, and I need your advice. I would like to meet, this comes from yesterday, CJ at the machine shed any day during the week. The machine shed's in Pewaukee, anytime between 10 and 12. And I would like you to join us, Earl, if you could. If you show up, I'm paying for the dinner.
All right, Bill, thank you very much for the call. So, you know, Robert, so what can people do? You know, the battle's not over, right? The fight is not over.
No, the fight is definitely not over. We've got a number of victories. We are very happy with the progress that has been made over the last at least 5 years compared to the prior 4 years. And we see that there is very, very limited hesitation by government officials and bureaucrats to try to sidestep the issue now, because it basically more and more of the citizenry is being informed, educated, and it's out there. So now what we have to do is make sure that the plans are implemented, the plans to remove the lead service lines that are implemented and done right, and then start formulating a campaign to inform homeowners. We're not done yet. We still have to remove lead pipes in your home. And so there has to be some kind of plan or tax credit or kind of tax rebate or something put together to motivate homeowners to remove the lead pipes that are in their homes. They're going to have to invest in it. They're going to have to pay for that themselves to make it happen. But at least they don't have two major cost issues to address for bringing in fresh, clean water into their house.
Well, you know, Robert.
Water Milwaukee.
Go ahead.
The water Milwaukee is good. The water Milwaukee is very good. We do have to remove mains and stuff, but by and large, the water is good. It's when the water goes through these lead pipes that it becomes tainted and starts harming the community.
You know, Robert, I said that in the city of Milwaukee, if you own a home, you can write this off. Actually takes 10 years of taxes. They'll add it to your property tax bill in incrementally over 10 years to pay it off. So you do have an option.
Yep. You do. And we got to inform homeowners of that. I mean, it's not
right.
We don't want to get to a situation where Madison removed their lead pipes a few years back before Milwaukee, but they were still experiencing higher numbers of lead in the water. Not as high as it used to be, but it still was high, and nobody was figuring out. Then they did an audit, and the audit revealed that, well, you know, we did the right thing, but we didn't tell the homeowners to remove the lead pipes in the house. We don't want to face that in Milwaukee. We want to make that an issue. We want to make that a campaign, and hopefully we could do where not only as the city removes the lead laterals, but they're working with the homeowners to go ahead and move the lead pipes out of the internal premises of their homes.
Well, you know, Robert, as long as I'm fortunate enough and blessed enough to have a platform, you're going to continue to have one, because the work that has been done is yeoman. And, you know, people say you can't take on City Hall. You've done it, right? And won. Okay. Hey, listen, brother, we'll talk soon. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you. It's Robert Miranda, good friend and fighter. You know, he's not just a veteran, but he's a veteran of, you know, he's a fighter for the community and a person that I'm really happy to call a good friend. Got to take a short hiatus. When we come back, we're going to talk about a couple of things, you know, turkeys. We can talk a little bit about, you know, Christmas and some other things. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Hayward's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
We here at WBZH The Buzz have partnered with the Hayward Chamber of Commerce to remind you to shop local this holiday season. Small local businesses are the lifeblood of the community, and preserving them is key to preserving those things we most enjoy about the Northwoods. Small businesses are the first in local employment and charitable giving, and shopping local is the best way to stimulate a small town economy. The Hayward Chamber of Commerce and WBZH The Buzz are especially thankful to those who choose local small businesses first this holiday season.
Is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.